sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Talking sunshine here at Rosie on the House with solar experts Harmon Solar. How do you decide who to and who not to use in the industry? Your industry is, you know, I told people for a long time when all the incentives came in, I said, look, that's like red meat to a lion. And it is gonna bring every roofer is gonna become a solar expert, every plumber is gonna become a solar expert, and you're just gonna have to be very, very careful. Look for people that have the credibility, the backing, and the history of doing it before you get engaged. Do your homework. We've already had how many of those guys that blew in here, the state, are now gone?
Countless.
Hundreds.
Yeah, they're gone. You know, they were opportunists. I'm not gonna slap them around for that. But they've left, and then you sell a system that's leased, and then they're supposed to take care of the maintenance of the program, and they're gone. So now you've got nothing. You got solar power. You're making your lease payments.
It's really good for our solar service department right now, I can tell you that.
Are you inheriting a lot of those accounts?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and I think that's what Daisy's calling. She's got solar service and the company's out of business, and she's kind of wanting to know what to do now. And if I do that, oh, man, poor Daisy.
Did we nuke her?
I did. I apologize. So we'll call back 1-888-767-4348. We actually generally get somebody's number, so Mama will try and call them back just for follow-up. So let's bring Ray into the conversation, who wants to know about solar as well, from Queen Creek.
Queen Creek.
Hi, guys. Hey, I've been thinking about putting in a backup system, mainly interested like when the grid goes down and that sort of stuff, and I've been thinking of some kind of a generator, propane. Could accomplish the same thing with solar, recognizing that there's some battery storage, more expense, and would there be any cost savings to offset that over the long haul? So,
good morning. Your name, what was?
Ray.
Ray. Good morning, Ray. Yes, you can accomplish the same thing with solar that you would with a generator, and instead of a generator, obviously, it's exactly as you said, it would be a battery backup. And you can install a system like that that automatically cuts over to the battery backup in the event of a power failure or shutdown.
Now, you would have to do an analysis of what kind of energy the house is consuming, and then it's going to be different in the winter as it is in the summer. I mean, how big a system would you think an average home would need?
You know, that is an impossible question to answer because
everybody
consumes energy differently. So you could have two identical homes right next to each other, and they consume energy completely differently. One person keeps their thermostat at 82 and the other keeps it at 72. And that's a completely different usage.
And when I had y'all's guy out, I mean, that was the first thing he did. He didn't say how big, you know, show me your power bill so I can see how much you're using so we can calculate what you need.
Yeah, everything is based on past history. That's the only thing we have to indicate what the future would look like for the consumer.
Okay, and the hot temperatures spike the phone calls to your office.
Yes.
Talk about that. You're going to send somebody out. Say this hypothetical homeowner opts to sign up, sign the contract, get in. When are they actually going to start seeing the savings?
Well, you know, they would start seeing savings immediately the minute that the system would be turned on because it's going to start generating electricity and offsetting their, you know, what they're buying from the utility company. The amount of savings that somebody would see is varied based upon the type of system and their usage profile.
Now, he had asked one last question about, you know, long-term payback of a system that would be completely independent of power grid. I'll just say, Ray, if it was, everybody would be buying them.
Yeah,
there's a reason.
Yeah, those are the battery systems are expensive, but also the generator that you would buy will have a cost associated with it. I think in most cases, you wouldn't want to be completely independent of the grid. You would just want to have that as backup. So you still stay grid tied with that battery backup option.
There's a reason they're in business. Yeah. It's because it's very convenient and it's affordable.
That's right.
When you look at the alternative of generating your own for your complete use, it just,
you know, but the industry is heading that direction.
Enormously.
And the minute that we can get low cost storage options, that's when we're going to really be a competitor for the utility company, even more so than we are now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you go. You want to try and sneak a call in here before we go break?
Let's see if we can bring Daisy back in. I apologize for that last snafu. Welcome back, ma'am.
Oh, hi. Romy, this is Daisy.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I have a quick question. We bought a house 2012, and it's a used house. And the house has a solar water heater system. Okay, when we bought it, we checked the sticker. It says it needs to be serviced on 2013. And we look around, we couldn't find anybody to service because the company on the sticker is already out of business. And I was wondering if you could recommend somebody in our area that's reputable.
Now, solar water heater can be different than solar panels for energy generation. We'll break that down on the backside of this break.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.